Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Your timing is exquisite as we begin hour number two on this Tuesday. Great to have you here. And to be a part of the conversation, just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address is very simply Bob at 1063WORD.com. And the keyword for this hour, take stock of it, stock, S-T-O-C-K, stock is the keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest. 72881 is the number to text that to get your name in the hat for the grand up for grabs this hour. Two winners already, and hopefully you could be next. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter is Tony. He's in the big truck. Thanks for patiently waiting, Tony. Great to have you here on the show today.
Why, thank you, sir, elder statesman of talk radio of the upstate.
Yeah, or geriatric radio guy would be another way to put
it. No, I didn't say that. It probably gets in the mail, though.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
The reason why I called, sir, is those wildfires out there in California, there's a twist to those. And the twist is this. You had the campfire, which was massive.
Yes.
Then you had one down in the lower part of the state, which was also just about as large. The funny thing is they happen to be in a corridor upon which the state of California wants to put a high-speed rail system in going to Las Vegas.
Is that the same route? That's the Governor Moonbeam's boondoggle, multi-billion-dollar waste for the high-speed train?
That is it. It is in the exact same area. Here's the really big twist.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a house in California and it burns down, you're not allowed to rebuild your house on that same piece of property.
Uh-huh.
So, by all those towns, you know, one entire town is gone. And all those other houses that have been burned up, well, they fall to the state. The state now has all that land, all that property goes back to the state.
Oh, Lord.
So that makes it that much easier for them to get the okay to do it.
Boy, and that whole thing has been a disaster from the beginning. I mean, the cost overruns are ridiculous. And the whole concept of it, to begin with, is a fool's errand.
But as you and I both know, government doesn't care about fool's errands or about you.
Well,
and I.
Yeah, that's a salient point here. They, you know, the people in the government don't seem to be concerned at all as long as they're paying for it with other people's money, with OPM.
That's exactly right, sir. Yeah. You have a wonderful day, sir.
I appreciate it, Tony. Thank you very much. I have a friend who also is a meteorologist. He's out in the Pacific Northwest, and he told me that there were numerous forest fires that were started out there by the federal land management people, their equipment coming in there. But PG&E, we know that this line came down, and that is believed to be the cause of this camp fire that was so huge that he referenced. And now PG&E is facing $30 billion in fines. You think that's going to happen, though, after they took all these politicians to Hawaii, the ones that oversee the utilities in California? Yeah. Right. Lou in Campobello joins us early in the program today. Hi, Lou. Good to have you along, my friend.
Thanks, Bobby. And I'm going to get to my point, but I've got to explain it. When you have a part-time South Carolina legislature, which can only favor business owners and lawyers, not that there's anything wrong with business owners or lawyers, and the I'm saying that wholeheartedly. There's a lot of good lawyers, a lot of good business owners.
Well, sure.
But when you have the lawyers in that state then appoint the judges, and the corruption in the Senate and the House is so blatant that they don't even bother hiding it anymore.
Right.
It's right out in front.
Yep.
If anybody in this state thinks that increasing the gas tax is going to fix the roads, I have three beautiful oceanfront acres in Campobello that I'll let go cheap.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but short time offer. Act quickly.
That's right. I can only keep this low price for a very short time.
That's right.
I know the response is going to be overwhelming. They're not going to fix the roads. You're going to pay 12 cents more at the end of what, 3 or 4 more years?
Right.
And I'll guarantee you, I'll buy you dinner, Bobby. At the end of those 3 or 4 years, they're going to come back with their hand open and say it just wasn't enough. We need a little more.
Well, already here in Greenville, the council has been floating trial balloons to come back again to take a second bite of the apple on the penny sales tax. And what do you think they're going to use to tie it to as the incentive for people to approve it this time? Now, it was rejected last time around by more than 60% of the voters. But look, well, it's never enough, Lou.
And they're going to tie it to little children and buses being safe. It's for the kids.
Right.
That's when the BS meter really goes off.
Right.
But I'm telling you, until you clean house, until you drop some of the most infected senators and representatives that we have, these roads are going to continue to deteriorate to the point where they may not be drivable. And they're still going to keep coming out asking for more. And I would love someone to explain to me what does the road bank actually do for the state of South Carolina, and what kind of cut does that bank take
right
out
yeah.
of the money that's given to them?
Yeah,
I really would like to know. Maybe it's nothing and it's a great thing, but I'd really like to know what kind of cut does it take, because the taxes seem to go up. Spartanburg County, when you get your license plate 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they put a $25 excess fee on the plates
right.
to quote pave the roads in Spartanburg County. Where has that money gone? I guarantee you it's been siphoned off into the general fund. And after 10 years, people forget what they did. People forget. People don't vote anymore.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
You get the bill and you pay it. That's it.
That's right. Our Spartanburg County commissioners have done nothing for us. The only thing, Bob, if I run for county commissioner, am I allowed to call in your show anymore, or does it all stop?
We just have to grant equal time, I think, within 30 days of an election to anyone else who is running for that same position, I think, is a federal law.
So, but before those 30 days,
but wait a second, though. Wait a second, though. That's only for federal offices. I believe that's only for federal offices.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's pushing to the limit, and I just... It's always more. It's never act within your means.
Right.
It's never.
Nope.
It's never, you know, we're going to cut back on this service and this service. And, you know, even if they tell me, hey, you like playing softball, if you want to play softball on the county field, it's going to cost you money. Don't mind playing because I get something. But, you know, when they force me to pay $25 to fix the roads and the roads aren't being fixed, I want to hold someone accountable.
Yeah, that would be, I believe the founders may have referred to that as taxation. Without representation?
Or how about taxation without false representation?
Well, yeah. Yeah, and it's universal. When I was in Memphis, the guy who was the mayor proposed something called the wheel tax, all right? This was for the highways also, right? And it was it was $50, I think, but it was only going to be temporary. It was going to have a sunset provision that it would go away after 5 years, all right? So 5 years goes away, but does a wheel tax go away? No. So I get the mayor on the radio. Hey, you said on this show this was going to sunset after 5 years. You know what the mayor's response was?
No, go ahead.
I never said that.
And you know something, Bobby? Even if you have a recording of the mayor saying it, it'll come up with, but you know what? We need it now more than ever. An example, the Ohio Turnpike, it was built in 1967.
Right.
It was supposed to become a freeway, a no charge in the 80s. And you know what? They're still charging right now, this year. Once you put a tax in, it's almost impossible to get that tax to go away.
Yeah. How many new taxes introduced ever do go away? Thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call. As always, good to have you here today. 16 after 4 in on the text line. Bobby, the roads are not that bad. I can still get my goats from Greer to Greenville. Glad to hear that. That's reassuring. 416 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and right back with more of your calls as we cruise along here on Tuesday, day before Thursday.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Thank you. It is the Bobby Mac Show. The Upstate's most listened to afternoon radio talk program, thanks to you. And by the way, I would add as a caveat to that, it ain't even close. Bob, I hope there won't be any barriers or walls at the Super Bowl. After all, that would be racist and inhumane. Correct, Amanda. Bobby, I probably don't have this correct, but wasn't there a campaign promise that Governor Henry McTaxter would support an effort to make military retirement pay free from state taxes? It was discussed. It was discussed during the campaign. I'll have to, I could inquire in the governor's office, but fat chance I'm going to get a response from him. Bobby, can you imagine the outcry if the president had served the Lord's chicken, also known as Chick-fil-A, to the Clemson players? That would have been fun. Bobby, couldn't the furloughed government workers apply for assistance, such as subsidized health care, food stamps, and other programs enacted by the Democrats? Bob, can we request that they pick any Democrat and fill their pothole? Gotcha. Bob, John Warren should run against Timmons. I don't know what John Warren has in mind for his potential political future. Rumor mill continues to grind exceedingly fine, but we'll see. We'll see. And Timmons, after all, has just been elected. Now, let's give him a chance and see what happens. He will join me in the next hour of the program, by the way. Now, Bob, there's a pothole so deep on Holly Springs Road, if you drive off into it, you better know how to speak Chinese. Exactly. Bobby, I wanted to text Tara last night during your debate and ask her to say 6th District Senate seat 5 times fast. It is a mouthful. That's like broadcasting school. Rugged rubber baby buggy bumpers. That's what. The Lithe Police dismisseth us. They used to teach that stuff back in the day. Walter is in Lyman and is my next guest here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Walter. How's your Tuesday?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Bobby Mac.
Excellent.
The gentleman from Campobello, I happen to have emailed the county council member that supposedly covers, I think, District 1, which I live in.
Right.
And I emailed him about how the county roads and even some of the state roads are allowing the shoulders of the road to get higher than the highway, therefore keeping all the water in the road and causing accidents and black ice.
Yeah, not good.
Well, he made an appointment. He come by my house and spoke to me so I could show him what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he informed me that $25 tax that we pay is the only thing that they're able to use for roads in Spartanburg County since the what the state did was when they refunded, you know, started letting us have more of our own money back.
Right, right.
You know. So he wants to put one penny sales tax that he's been putting that in, but said nobody will vote for it. I told him, I said, that's because nobody trusts you.
Yeah, no kidding.
We can't trust him. But, I mean, everything he talked about was, I don't know, I got to check into it. Of course, this was back before Christmas.
Right.
And I still hadn't heard nothing back from him. But it's all about getting extra money. According to him, you know, there we are with one of the highest taxes increase on our homes, which means if you're retired, you'll never own your home
because right.
State or county owns them if you don't pay your taxes.
Correct.
But 14 to 22% is what I heard because I had 14%.
God.
And yet none of that money goes to pay for roads, only, quote unquote, the $25.
And what is their suggested solution every time, Walter, as you just pointed out?
A penny sales tax.
Yeah, right. If
just have one to put the Hugh County courthouse. I mean, not the courthouse, but the county complex in that the police are in.
Right.
But it's just ridiculous. You can't trust them, but they don't know how to get along without spending money. And, that's like I told them. I said, well, how about number 9 highway? I said, we need a new bridge over Lake Bowen.
Right, badly.
Well, they've been talking about that back when he was in the State House. So I'm sitting there going, the State House? You know, this is 20, 30 years they've been talking about this stuff.
Right.
And I brought up about how there's bags of trash on the side of the highway. They are. You've seen them. And there's supposed to be a $1,000 tax on it, and supposedly, at least in Spartanburg County, if you're driving a pickup truck or a trailer, you're supposed to have it covered with a tarp. Well, if they have it below the top of the bed of the truck, I don't see any reason, because they're tying it off.
Yeah, right.
I'm sitting there going, they'll do what's right. I'm saying, yeah, why do we, I didn't say it to them, I thought about it later, why do we have highway patrolmen? Because people know what to do right on driving on the roads.
the ranks of the highway patrol have been sorely depleted over the last number of years, while the tax dollars have been increasing. I mean, the state budget goes up by $1 billion every time they do it, each year. And yet, their solution to whatever the problem is, and it's not just roads and potholes. Look at education. Oh, we must do this for the children. You know, and so we get, another sales tax and another tax on this and another tax on that. And meantime, where do we remain in terms of a quality of education here in South Carolina? If it wasn't for Mississippi, thank God for them, we'd be dead last.
Well, go back to the gentleman from Campobello. He's right. This is a very corrupt state. I can say it. I've lived here all of my life.
Yeah.
I'm born in this state. So I've got a right to call it. This place is crooked, and it has been crooked, and it ain't stopped being crooked. It's been crooked ever since I was born, and that was in 1950.
And I don't know what the resolution is, because the Attorney General ought to be going after this stuff. Alan Wilson ought to be going after this stuff tooth and nail, and he's not. I don't know if it's going to take it.
You ever think he's part of the problem?
Well, yeah. That is one conclusion you could reach. And yet, in the last election, the guy that's running against him in the GOP primary is a progressive Democrat. So,
I don't know. What do you do?
Yeah. One thing that should be done, and this was discussed last night at the debate, we must have a closed primary system in South Carolina where Republicans vote on who their candidate will be in the general election. As I've said from time immemorial, when the Pope dies in Rome, the College of Cardinals doesn't get together and call the imams down in Tehran and ask them who the next Pope should be.
I agree.
It's nuts. But look, they've gamed the system the way they want it, and until we can get to the point where we can blow it up, we're going to get more of the same. I share your frustration, Walter. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you in Spartanburg. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. We'll talk more about the situation with roads in Spartanburg. Ron is along. He wants to chime in for more. He'll be next here on the Bobby Mack Show. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:36 here on the Bobby Mack Show, 24 before 5. And as promised, right to the phones we go. This is kind of odd because it's happened before, but it has been infrequent. The next two callers are Ron from Moore. And so we begin with Ron from Moore. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
So far,
I know, as fine
so
as you
good.
Always can be.
Thank you, sir.
The last two callers, and I'm very familiar with what they were talking about, because years ago when they first, in Spartanburg County, they brought this up, and I went and paid my property taxes, and I saw that, and there was a petition to stop this when they had a petition out, and I questioned them about this. I said, okay, how many people have just one car? I mean, if you've got teenagers or your wife has a car,
right?
So that's an extra $50 a year,
or maybe you have a work truck that you use.
And I questioned them. I said, what about these? Because I was in the construction business. I said, what about all, the concrete trucks? And I got a grading business. Like, oh, they're exempt because they're a business. Yes.
Yeah, that's
convenient.
They
were exempt.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And I raised Cain about it. And especially, I talked to you. You probably don't remember back when they wanted to take a vote on the gas tax thing and everything.
Yes.
And 2 cents a gallon, and it's like, people like voted for that. Oh, that ain't much. Well, how many people put just 1 gallon of gas in their car?
Right.
And I have my son go on the computer and because I don't use a computer, and find out how many cars are registered, legally registered in the state of South Carolina.
Right.
Now, if they all put just 1 gallon in there every day, it is amazing how much money that they're bringing in with that gas tax.
Yeah, this is a huge huge source of revenue for Columbia.
Yes, yes, it's a very huge,
and one that they're busily diverting from its intended purpose of fixing highway potholes, roads, and bridges. They're talking now about widening interstates, and not that they don't need it, but isn't that what federal highway tax funds are for?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And it's like, and I actually called Spartanburg County and talked to a very nice lady in the tax office, and because I figured it was public information, and I asked her, on that $25 thing, just in Spartanburg County, on my taxes, how much money does the Spartanburg County bring in a year?
Right.
It's almost $5 million.
See, there you go. But it's never enough. Right. It doesn't matter what the total is. It's never enough.
I know, but I said, well, how come my roads ain't fixed? And I'm the one that... I had called you years ago, I don't know how long it was, but I'm in the construction business myself.
Yeah, right.
And I actually bought a can of, I went to Lowe's, and I bought me some marking paint, the mark stuff.
Yeah.
And I stopped on the side of the road, because I almost got killed one time driving down Duncan Reedville Road. Somebody was trying to miss a pothole, and they came over in my lane. I had to go over on the side of the road or have a head-on collision, and I made that decision. I got me marking paint, and I went and sprayed the dang holes myself.
So you put out your own pothole warning signs.
Well, I didn't do it. I did it because I didn't want to see anybody get hurt.
Well, sure, yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention. Well, Ron, you know as well as I do, and I appreciate the call. On the floor of the South Carolina legislature, we must live within our means, said no one ever.
Well, you know what? The area I live in and Reedville and all around this area around Highway 90.
Yeah, it's pothole city.
There's more stuff going on around here. And, these roads, when I moved here 36 years ago, it was country. It's like driving down Woodruff Road.
Sure. And it would be nice if in those 36 years some repairs had been made. I hear you. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. That's Ron from Moore, number one. Here is Ron from Moore, number two. not to relegate you to second place, Ron. It's just the luck of the draw here.
Thanks, Bobby Mack. I appreciate you getting to me there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to just mention something. There is a bill being brought up. It's called S5. It is diverting. It's intended to divert the tax dollars that they have to, I call it Leatherman Slush Fund.
The state infrastructure bank, that would be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But it's designed to divert this tax dollars that, you know, we just had that tax come through for every gallon of gas.
Right.
Increase.
Yep, the gas tax.
It's designed to do that. So I'd encourage everyone to get on the phone or get on the internet and so forth and email their representatives and their senators down in Columbia to not vote for this bill. I would also encourage them to send, what'd you say, Governor McMasters? How do you do that?
Governor Henrell McTaxta.
He's on the phone.
Yeah.
But I would encourage them to also send him a message.
You bet.
And tell him that if it is voted into law, veto it.
Yeah.
Veto it. And I'm going to ask him about, I'm retired military.
And with a veto that would stick, unlike the veto he did on the gas tax, where he instantaneously vetoed it, giving the people who supported the gas tax an opportunity to turn right around and overturn his veto immediately, rather than giving the opponents of the gas tax bill enough time to try and line up the votes to be able to sustain the veto.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we know how these games are played.
Also, I want to talk to him about the promise or the thing that he said that he was going to do is to not tax military retired pay.
Yeah, that's just common sense. North Carolina's been doing that for years.
Right, and I've never heard anything about it after he was elected and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
funny, funny how those campaign promises have a tendency to disappear in the light of day.
That's right.
Yeah.
And our potholes are getting bigger and bigger on 290 and 296.
Yeah, the echoes are coming back out of them at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call very much. S5 is that bill. And the folks at South Carolina Policy Council who have this great website called The Nerve, we'll post this piece today. In fact, here it is, Moneypenny, that Rick Brundrett wrote. He's been a frequent guest on the show. Let me see if I can get it over the glass. There we go. Talks about how SCDOT is going around pounding their chest and they're dislocating their shoulder, patting themselves on the back. Oh, we've got this pothole hotline, and boy, you just call it and we'll get your pothole fixed. And turns out when you do a deep dive, as they say on this stuff, they have repaired far fewer potholes than they claim. I know you're stunned at this revelation. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, what's with the Chinook helicopters all over the place? I just saw one flying over Pickens. Saw another one earlier today in Spartanburg. I don't know. Could be guard maneuvers. Could be reserve maneuvers. Could be active maneuvers. They conduct them all the time. Bob, if you can get your passenger to run the Waze app while you're driving and report the potholes on the road, they will often be fixed very quickly. I've had at least three repaired on the road where I live in Anderson County by doing this. One of them was responded to so quickly that a worker was out to look at it the day that I reported it. Really? Yeah. So if you have somebody riding with you and you have the Waze app on your smartphone, report it right then and there. And apparently that will get some action. I'd love to see that. 4:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'll be right back. Welcome back at 4:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We have some breaking news, I understand, this afternoon. Let me find our breaking news theme. Here we go. Breaking news theme. This just in from the highways and byways across America. Thank you. That's enough of the news theme. Moneypenny reporting this afternoon.
Well, it happened Monday afternoon. A river of molten chocolate blocked an Arizona freeway.
I'm loving it.
It says the Arizona Department of Public Safety said the crash happened on Interstate 40 east of Flagstaff.
It was on the interstate?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
a tanker carrying 3,500 gallons of 120-degree liquid chocolate overturned.
Wow.
Let's see. It says 40,000 pounds of chocolate spilled on the road. And the Department of Public Safety said it was going to be a sweet cleanup.
Nothing like the sense of punditry at the Arizona Department of Highways. Yeah, come and get them while they're hot. Chocolate-covered Gila monsters. Yum, yum. You ever eat a chocolate-covered grasshopper?
No.
Yeah, they're pretty good, actually. Yeah, a little on the crunchy side. In on the text line, 71307. Thank you for the breaking news, Moneypenny. McMaster also said he wanted to exempt retired LEOs from state income tax. Yeah, I remember he did say that. After all, we did our service in the state. All military may not have. Bob, the problem with holding our South Carolina congressional members responsible is we don't. What happened to all of those who voted in favor of the gas tax? Still there. There were two or three that lost, but all of them should have. All of them should have been sent home. And there's three or four that are still there. Bobby, how can SCDOT afford to fix the roads when they can't even pay their employees a decent wage? I worked there for almost a year and only brought home $716 every 2 weeks. I would say have a discussion with Hugh Leatherman, Republican, Florence as source for that. Bob, can you designate what funds your taxes go to? Nope. Bob, the roads are way worse in the north. At least our roads are paved. Wow. What part of the north were you living where they got dirt roads out there? But, of course, you know, they have winter weather to contend with, and that makes road repair that much more difficult. Bobby, I've known the Spartanburg County Councilman to whom a previous caller referred, known him for nearly 30 years, having the same zip code, serving in the same civic clubs, working, in quotes, on various committees, in addition to knowing his highest priority is himself. Yeah, sounds like a politician. We do have good people in South Carolina. It's just that most of the sorry ones are elected to public service. Bobby, we have an idiot driving a go-kart down Suber Road in rush hour traffic. That's not going to end well. Bobby, the 2 cent gas tax was not promoted as a tax, but a fee in order to enable them to put that money into the state infrastructure bank. That's true. It was a clever way they worked the language. That pays for new roads, not repairing current roads. And that was done intentionally by our legislators. Bob, I believe potholes were just part of Nikki Haley's flood control system. Could be. You may be onto something there. Bob, I believe Governor Henry's response to the military tax exemption would be something like this. Son, I say son, I never said that, my boy. I say the boy hears things that ain't there. And I would add that Bobby Mac boy just ain't right. Yeah, the boy ain't right. Bobby, miracle, I got a speeding ticket, Woodruff Road in daylight. Radar must have been broken. That takes some doing. Getting a speeding ticket on Woodruff Road in rush hour? Wow. Way to apply yourself. Bobby, ha-ha, CNN anchor Avira Martin just accused David Webb of SiriusXM of having white privilege. Shocking. Right. anything else that I failed to catch up with from the text line? No, I think I'm pretty much caught up. When we come back on the other side, this was mentioned yesterday, and this is rich. There's a conservative activist. Her name is Laura Loomer. She has set up an illegal immigrant sanctuary on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's yard in her home in California. This and more is still ahead on the Bobby Mack Show here on Tuesday. And so's the next keyword in the $1,000 bankroll contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.